Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Life goes on day after day. Hearts torn in every way.
That's Jerry and the Pacemakers bringing us back. Jerry with a G. So fair. One of their greats. 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and I am part of the Wayback Machine. I admit that. We're having a great visit with our good friend Kathy Perry, longtime Brain Trust member, a top social media expert in the galaxy, KathyPerry.com. That's Kathy with a K, Perry with a P. Kathy, thanks for being here. Give us another piece of advice on some things that we need to know about social media in general. And I want to talk about the future. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, I just kind of wanted to give a couple tools that people, small businesses, might like to use to analyze competitor information.
Right.
So some tools that, they could get a hold of and easily check things out. SEMrush, it's S-E-M, Rush. For SEO and website audit, and they can really learn a lot about what's going on with competitive intelligence.
Huh. SEMrush. SEMrush.com?
SEMrush. Yep. Uh-huh. And then BuzzSumo, 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 for content research. So it'll help you identify what content your competitors have used and how it's performed. So that's a good one to use. Okay. And then Fanpage Karma for finding information about the social media and content engagement information about your competitors. So in what channels are and posting times and where the most engagement is and what topics are popular. Mm-hmm. So, when you have tools that it can maybe give you a little bit of information that you're trying to find out on what's working for the other guy and not just try to figure it out, but actually get some real statistics and information about what they're doing.
And that this will allow you to stick your toe in the analytical water, folks. But remember what we said. And also check yourself out because they're checking you out. Your competitors are checking you out because your competitors listen to this show too, right, Kathy?
Yes, everybody's listening to
this
show.
That's right, everybody listens. Hey, Kathy, as we wrap up our time together and for now on, as I wrap up my week, of course, I wouldn't want to do my last week without you. And I want you to give us your perspective as you look out over the landscape. What's your long-term thinking about social media? Is it going to continue to be a great tool for small business? Is it going to get so bollocked up with politics and not only politics of the users, but the politics of the owners? Is some of this going to start getting in the way? Will it ever sort itself out and become all good or what do you think? What do you think is going to happen?
Okay. It'll never sort itself out and become all good. I don't believe, but what I do believe is it's all shifting and, the devices are becoming more intelligent. There's a lot more AI, artificial intelligence being used. And I think we're going to see more of that.
Yeah.
And how it impacts a small business is going to be a little difficult because they may not be embracing some of the new AI technology.
Are we more likely to become more manipulated and more leveraged against than leveraged for ourselves? Are you worried about that?
Well, that is the problem. And I think that we are seeing that happen.
Manipulated. We're pawns on their chessboard. That's what I worry about.
We are pawns. And, it's been misused. A lot of social media has been misused.
Yeah.
And abused.
And it's something's got to be done. And, folks, some of it, Kathy, is going to have to be at the legislative level, at the government level. I mean, there's going to have to be some kind of reining in because these companies are too powerful, aren't they?
Well, they are very powerful, and even, you know, like WhatsApp, their new policy, you either accept their privacy, accept their privacy policy, or you're going to be penalized.
Yeah.
You know?
How are they going to penalize you? You're going to take my firstborn, or what will they do?
No, they're going to be you're not going to be able to see your stuff.
They're going to control.
The inability to
access your chat
list. They're going to
throttle you. They're going to throttle you.
Yes, they're going to stop sending.
What does that say about what we were just saying, Kathy? What does that say? I mean, they're tipping their.
Exactly.
They're not even tipping their hand, folks. They're showing you their hand.
They're showing you what they're going to do, and then Twitter's going to be charging. They're going to have monthly subscription levels.
Yeah.
So, you know, everything is shifting and changing, and you just have to. You have to change as things change.
Kathy,
we all know that.
One thing that will not change is I will continue to always be, as long as I draw breath, the social media heretic. And I have been proud of saying that for 12 years.
Yes, you have. And you're right.
Hey, Kathy, thank you.
You wrote a book about it, Jim.
Thank you so much for everything you've done, all that you do for so many people, for your honesty. You're an honest broker. You're a great voice, and the world is a better place because you're out there working hard.
Thank you so much, Jim, and I wish you the best.
Thank you. Kathy Perry, folks. Kathy with a K, Perry with a P. We love her around here. I got to take a quick break. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. And do it all day.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.